Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for January 17th through the 23rd of 2021. So this week kicks off with one of our special alignments. So if you haven't seen my 2020 overview or the special alignments audio video, check that out because we talk about this one a little bit extra in that. But here, just be ready. This is a special alignment that's only going to happen once. Expansion and liberation. This is Jupiter squaring off with Uranus. Jupiter and Aquarius squaring Uranus and Taurus. So expansion and liberation coming together can shock the system, no doubt. And this activation will push you out of your comfort zone, whether your life is changing for the better or worse. It's time to gather all the knowledge and earned wisdom of the last 3 years and apply it to see what works and what doesn't. Experiment with new ideas, expand on anything solid, and explore new realms of possibility on every level. New realms in the physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental levels. That said, the hallmarks of this activation initially are impatience, restlessness, and opposition from those who were once supportive. So this is when you hear me say, when you change, the people around you have to change or go away. If only temporarily to evolve on their own. If you have postponed major decisions, this could be the universe cracking the whip, as it were, when change becomes your only option and stepping into the unknown is the only open pathway that you can find. Generally, when Uranus is involved, there is a sudden awakening. The human challenge is that once the crisis has passed or the initial shock has worn off, people tend to fall back asleep. The key is to use the square to help do some of the heavy lifting for you, since change is being facilitated regardless, and it's happening through varying degrees of friction and discomfort. Whatever you want to change, add it to the energetic mix of now and recognize what used to be true is no longer true, or conversely, what was not true in the recent or long past is suddenly true now. While this energy can feel very much like you just picked the Wheel of Fortune card in the tarot, it doesn't have to be a negative thing necessarily, but it can be an opportunity to shed the skin of an old belief so that a new you can emerge. So, deep breath. You're being liberated from an old consciousness either way. When these two get together, you're waking up to something, and it is shocking. And we know this is happening in the social collective realms, but dial it into your own chart. The part of you, your Aquarius part, is expanding and initiating a whole new reality and purpose, as well as a new truth and story. That's all of our Aquarius departments. Initiation, big time. Squaring off with your Taurus department, wherever that is. And your Taurus department is getting the awakening and liberation from Uranus. So if you can, you can just look at those two houses. Those are the areas of life that are part of this mix. And then you can choose consciously and direct the energy on your own behalf. And that's when it changes from feeling like friction and discomfort into just change and evolution based on what you believe to be true or possible for yourself in this moment. So jump on it, because now this is such a potent week, because then on the 20th, which is Wednesday, Mars is going to conjunct Uranus and initiate its new 2-year cycle. So as soon as Mars came out of Aries, where it extended its stay for the retrograde, so we've all been reborn in our Aries departments too. The shorthand of Mars's work is to wake up new desires, to initiate this new awakening based on who you are and what you want being radically different. So, you know me, I always like to look at the order. Once Mars came out of Aries and stepped into Taurus, its first stop was to square off with Saturn, which is to say who you are and what you want squared off with the reality and purpose. It's like we have to work something out because everything has changed. And we know that. We know that's also happening in the social collective, but Mars makes it personal. So we have to look at that. Now, if we can work out that piece, which we talked about last week, the 13th was our new moon. So on the new moon of initiating the new reality, we have this challenge to also stand on who we are and what we want, but choose to be responsible in some completely new ways, or choose commitments in a whole new way. And we're deepening our dedication probably to something new and different that we weren't expecting to dedicate ourselves to at this point. And so as that happened on the 13th, It led to an initiation and an awakening. It's like, okay, if we can get our reality and purpose in order and get it, let's say, upgraded to align with the upgrades that have come through the Mars retrograde, then it can initiate this radically new beginning 2-year cycle with Uranus that wakes you up again and initiates in your Taurus department, liberating you, hopefully in some physical, beautiful way, in a Taurus way. And as you do that, the 23rd comes around and squares Jupiter, Mars squares Jupiter, and that's going to happen this week as well. And then you have to work out what you believe to be true or possible for this liberated self you are now, this new level of consciousness that you have that you want to express in real time. We just have to work it out with the truth and purpose too. You can have this, you can be this new person, but you've got to work out the story you're telling and the reality you want to live. And in between there, you got to commit to doing it in a completely new and different way. That's going to be the formula for success, let's say. Okay, holding on to the past is going to hurt more than it helps. And so a challenge, an initiation, and a challenge, all with Mars just rolling into Taurus for the first 2 weeks. So you're using all that you've learned about yourself in the last year to pour it into the vision of the garden you want to live, right? So on the 20th, when Mars initiates with Uranus, it's already been through its activation with Saturn. It's already done that. This energy is a volatile mix, but can be directed constructively. When these two get together, it can provoke you to be completely intolerant of restrictions and gives you an undeniable urge to break free in some way, shape, or form. It's time to do things in a completely new way. Uranus is the awakener, and Mars rules who you are and what you want on one level, and your inner sacred masculine on another level, the part of you that gets your ideas out there, holds your boundaries, and negotiates on your own behalf. This is a break to realign moment, but in an initiatory way rather than a growth moment. It's time to start a new path, passion, or purpose that is born from within you. This is a brand spanking new beginning for you personally, and one that may even surprise you, let alone those around you. So stay loose yet alert. If you have a solid sense of self and are clear about your deepest desires, then this energy is just what you need to finally and permanently break old limiting patterns of behavior which no longer suit who you have become. You will have considerable energy, so you should direct it consciously or into a project of your own making. This is a very, you know, self-preservation is not selfish kind of energy. This is the focus on you and what you want to build with your own two hands that is your life, and make it beautiful and harmonious and delicious and sustainable and hopefully all natural as you build. Something that you created, something truly unique, and that will ultimately reflect the truth of who and what you are. At its worst, it is violent thrashing, reactionary, and indiscriminate destructiveness. So you see, there's plenty for the dark side to do with a Mars conjunct Uranus as well. And I don't want to deny that that is absolutely playing out in another dimension. But for our purposes, and if you know your Taurus department, that's where this new beginning has to happen and where you can choose and change rather than have it imposed upon you. Then the 23rd, Mars squares off with Jupiter, like I was saying earlier. Both are in this week together. This energy can be expressed one of two ways, like most. You can overextend yourself and your resources, becoming overly optimistic without actually doing any planning or work, relying on luck alone, and unfortunately, this expression will basically make you pay double in more ways than one down the road. The better way to express this energy is to think of what you're doing today that can benefit you in the future. You have access to foresight, so use it to foresee what your ultimate goal is and what steps you can take today to make that happen. Focus on what can be rather than what is right now. You also have access to increased energy and desire to push your own limits, consciously or not, which can be useful, but not if you overdo it. Then you defeat the whole purpose. Calculated risk is okay. Impulsive reactions, not so much. This is also the energy of when things are good, they are very good, but when they're bad, they're terrible. So keep it positive, stay focused, and balance your input with your output, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Same day, Venus is going to sextile Neptune. Not a bad softener to have, but let's see. This energy connects your true values and priorities to the planet of dreams, mysticism, and other dimensions. You have an opportunity to gain some real traction on making your vision tangible just by connecting to the essence you want to experience. Feel the feeling, and that will lead to the physical manifestation. This energy helps you believe in what is possible and supports any artistic expression or active practice, such as vision boards, affirmations, etc. Anything that helps you hone the actual vision. Steps and strategies are for other planets. Venus only cares about the essence of nature and love. And Neptune is definitely not who you would work with for steps and strategies. So tune into the natural beauty around you and suspend any usual inner dialogue for a day or two as soon as you can, so you can connect to some inspiration that is guided by your own heart and soul from the inside out. Make some time for that too this week. Same day, 23rd, is a very big day energetically, y'all. Sun conjunct Saturn. That is a big annual initiation. However, this will be the first one in Aquarius in 28 years. So drink it in, my Aquarian babies, or those of you with Aquarius moon, sun, moon, or rising, or prominent other placements. This energy gives you a strong dose of purpose and direction, but also reminds you that those big dreams require a solid foundation in order to flourish. The wheels that get set in motion this week are creating your future, for better or worse, so pay attention. While this is often about career matters, it is also about your responsibilities in general, the things you have to do that cannot be delegated to others. This is a great energy for organizing and planning, creating order, and organizing yourself or your life in some way that fortifies your position. If you don't do the work that you know you're supposed to be doing at the moment, you will only feel worse. So don't delay anything that can and probably should be done sooner versus later. This energy can also make you feel a little lonely or depressed. Don't give in to that. There is a time to be out and about and a time to get down to business. And right now, you have probably already put some things off, and that is only going to contribute further to your stress levels. Make a list of things to do, prioritize them, and then start checking them off. That's what this energy is good for. So if you're in a good place, initiating brand new, that's wonderful. This is an initiation of a new reality for you, the individual. But if things have been rough or disorganized or disjointed in any way, it's time to get organized. That's what Saturn does. It makes us serious and focused, and it gets real. It's a reality check, but in an initiation way. So this is good because we can start fresh. So this week we have initiation, opportunities, challenges to grow out of comfort zone into new territory, but it's all good. We're growing in our consciousness and our desire natures. We have to grow in those departments to make new choices. We have the opportunities from some benevolent planets, Venus and Neptune, and the initiation, Sun and Mars are initiating this week. And that is, again, you, the individual. So do what you can to get some downtime to yourself, to ask yourself those questions about who you are and what you want here and now, today, and going forward to the future rather than the past, which I'm going to continue to sort of preach and remind you about. Okay, everyone, that is our week. Pretty powerful. Do what you can when you can. Reach out if you need to, and have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.